My guest today is Bjorn with Scent. Welcome, sir, to the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
You're speaking tomorrow, I think, at IIEX, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your talk.
So I'm going to talk about driving innovations and primarily how we do that at Scent by running quarterly hackathons. And it's a way to push innovation, to free up our mind, free up our time, and it's actually been super productive. So I hope that I can share some knowledge about how we do it at Scent.
That's pretty cool. How long have you guys been doing hackathons?
Well, basically since I started, it's like 4 years now.
And you're based out of Stockholm.
Yes.
Do you do it company-wide?
Yes, we have development teams in Stockholm, US, and some in Asia as well. But I will also talk about how we did hackathons that are not only tech-focused, that actually involves other parts of the business. And Scent is a global company, so we have...
So you gotta tell me a little bit more. So you do hackathons, but non-technical.
Yeah. And basically, you can call it different things, but basically what it is all about is getting people and stakeholders in a room for a period of time and try to innovate. It doesn't have to be in technology. You can innovate in business. You can innovate in process. But if you have the time and you're able to try different things, you can actually get really good outcome even for non-technical hackathons.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you have an example of a specific time there was a great outcome?
Yeah. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, but we actually had a session around quality where we, for basically 2 days, we gathered all the stakeholders. The thing is that you usually know the problems and you often have ideas of how you could solve it, but you never have the time to actually approach those. But if you actually take the time and do it focused, we actually came up with a lot of different things that we could improve the process, that we could approach different clients, different partners. And after these 2 days, we actually had a really good outcome and we were able to improve quality throughout the whole platform within just a couple of days.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. There's something about in business, you'll have these persistent problems, but in dysfunction, and you can get through it by just band-aiding this problem. So not solving it. It's just like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing it the way I've always done it. And I know that there's this workaround, and then you just build the business processes around these workarounds.
Yep.
So by taking a dedicated period of time and actually solving that, whether it's a process or a technology or a new product or whatever, right?
Yep.
It can add tremendous leverageability inside of the business.
Yeah. And usually when you get in those sort of states, you have this mental concept that this is so hard to get out of, but when you actually focus and take your time, you realize that it wasn't that hard, actually. You just had to do it.
You just have to put the work in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually.
Yeah.
Because it's, quote-unquote, easy to be lazy.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So you brought this concept, obviously, to Scent when you joined. Was it hard to get executive buy-in?
No, not at all. I mean,
it's the right answer,
started,
by the way.
I mean, no, we did, but we started... We've done this in the tech team, and it was kind of, we did it by ourselves. But now, as we moved on, we have sort of, the business as a whole has realized all the good things that come out of it. So now it's really sort of something that everyone appreciates and talks about and likes. So you can start in a small set and then expand it. And people love innovation, and if you just heads up, it's not that big issue. That's the thing about a hackathon, that you take one or two days off basically from your normal work, but that's not that much. You're not investing that heavily in something. So it's kind of easy to get a buy-in.
Got it. Yeah, totally. Have you ever partnered with a customer to do something like that?
We have had customer input, but we have discussed about actually inviting them and being part of it, but we haven't done that yet. But it's on a roadmap to actually do more customer based, where we actually involve specifically with partners. Yeah. To invite them.
yeah, it seems like there could be a lot of potential value created by even if the actual end result wasn't like a commercial outcome. You know, just going through the process, you would learn so much about each other.
Yeah.
Seems like that would be very beneficial.
Yeah, I think. The thing that you learn from this is, I mean, the outcome could be, in some cases, it could be actual product, something that you can start using in your business. But it could also just be a learning. Just testing something and realizing that this didn't work is also a good outcome.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm looking forward to your talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
If someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they do that?
They will probably have to email right now. I'm not that active on Twitter. I assume you would have one. But I'll make sure I'll be online. So
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, tonight. Oh, crap. No. Tomorrow is Twitter chat for me. But anyway, sorry. I completely digressed.
Yeah.
So we do a live Twitter chat once a month where we bring in... Somebody at Scent should actually definitely join the conversation. Anyway, great. Well, hey, thanks so much for being on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Yep. Thanks a lot. It was fun.